بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Just a few points now about commencing our itikaf. Inshallah, other things we might discuss later after the Tarawih Salah. But just a few things now regarding the commencement. So for the starting of the itikaf, or to enter into itikaf, we will make the niyat. Niyat is in the heart, that I am making the sunnah itikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan. That niyat in the heart, and with that for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that makes a person now, or brings him into the hukam of mu'takif. He makes him a mu'takif. Once a person has commenced the itikaf, the most important and most fundamental aspect of the itikaf is that he must remain within the confines of the masjid boundary. That is the most important and most fundamental aspect of the itikaf itself, in terms of the validity of the itikaf. So the masjid boundary has been quite clearly demarcated, and we should make sure we are quite familiar with it. Those who are upstairs should make sure they know where the lines are, which part of the staircase is part of the masjid boundary, where it is not. So to even leave the masjid boundary for one brief moment, for 1 second, without a valid reason, which is allowed in itikaf, will nullify the itikaf. And then it will require one night, one day and night with fasting qaza of that itikaf. So this is a very important aspect that we should bear in mind all the time, that within the, we have to confine ourselves within the limits of the masjid, within the boundaries of the masjid, and only those aspects which are valid to leave the masjid for. For example, now a person has to go to the toilet, he will leave the masjid boundary. He needs to go and make wudu to make some ibadat, he's allowed to go and make wudu out of the masjid boundary, he will obviously go. But now a person just wants to go and wash his hands, just wants to go and gargle his mouth, or these kind of things, or anything else which is not valid, then that will nullify the itikaf. Even if it happens by mistake, a person stepped out. So therefore we have to be very careful. So this is the very important aspect. Then the other aspect is that we try to keep to the tartib, whatever the tartib has been set in terms of the other issues, the time in terms of iftar, sehri, etc. So we keep to whatever the tartib has been set by those who are making the intizam. Then other aspects of how we should be spending our time, etc., what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq tonight after the Tarawih Salah. We'll discuss this. Now we have a few minutes left to make a lot of dua and beg Allah Ta'ala's special help. This is a very, very great bounty and very, very great opportunity Allah has blessed us with. 1 day's i'tikaf mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. Man i'takafa yawman ibtigha'a wajhillah. The one who makes i'tikaf for even 1 day, purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So one is the niyat of i'tikaf, but that i'tikaf must be lillah only. That we should keep double checking our intention. What is our purpose? Why we have come? Purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the person who makes i'tikaf for 1 day also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala distances him to the extent of three trenches between him and the fire of Jahannam. And each trench, the distance of each trench is like between the heavens and the earth. So this is the virtue of 1 night's itikaf. So 10 nights itikaf, 10 days itikaf, subhanallah. This is no ordinary favor of Allah Ta'ala. But now it's up to us to use this time correctly, to focus on what we have supposed to be, what we have come for. Inshallah, we will discuss more of this later. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So now in these few minutes that we have for dua, among the rest of the duas that we will inshallah make, this dua in particular. Ya Allah, this opportunity you have blessed, that you have allowed me to come into your house. So Ya Allah, you allow me to now spend the time correctly. Allow me to take the full benefit and the correct objective, the objective that should be there for itikaf. Ya Allah, you grant me that. And save me from doing anything, conducting myself in any way that is against the spirit of the itikaf, or that will nullify the itikaf in any way. and anything that will earn your displeasure, Ya Allah, save me completely from that. A lot of that dua should be made now, that Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, that this itikaf becomes a turning point in our lives, and that we truly connect to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.